Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. It's the NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
Welcome back, everybody. Training camp, day one, 2012, here at Gillette Stadium. Hard to believe, guys, but we're already back in training camp mode. The season is underway officially.
One day in the books.
Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo, joined today. No, not by Andy Bighead Hart, thank God, but our intern.
Hartwell.
Darren Hartwell, that's
yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Good to be here. Excited. Good first day.
So what were your overall thoughts? You haven't really been at any practices, right? You ever come down here for training camp as a fan?
Nope, this is my first one.
First one ever.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Gut reaction.
Pretty impressive to see these guys. You know, personally, I was focusing on the quarterbacks and receivers, you know, being a receiver.
Yeah, Williams College, right over here.
So, I mean,
Division
I was...
three superstar.
You know, Brady looked good, and I thought that, you know, initially looking at the receivers, I thought Jabbar Gaffney jumped out at me. He made some nice catches. Brady threw a nice deep ball to him, and I think it was in 7-on-7, so he jumped out for me.
Okay, well, we'll get to more of those in a minute, but Paul, let's run down some of the news items to get this camp rolling here. The roster had been at 90 for a short time.
Yes, very briefly.
Very, very briefly. But then,
where is it now?
I believe it's at 89/88. Because of a Brian Waters situation.
Yeah,
we'll get to his in a minute.
We'll get to some bookkeeping stuff right now. I just was kind of curious to what Darren
thought
of the overall practice, and you know, being a guy who hadn't really been through it
a
at
new
all,
voice, yeah,
not being a jaded sort like
exactly.
myself.
Won't take long though. Darren.
Attendance today, I think, positive signs all around in terms of attendance because. Nothing that you didn't already know about, really, as a Patriots fan, was out of kilter today.
Right.
There are a group of guys that are on PUP right now, active PUP, that we have been already reporting during PFW in Progress and our pre-camp podcast
PUP
that we did yesterday.
/NFI.
Right.
The various lists.
Nick McDonald, Logan Mankin, Sebastian Vollmer, Jeremy Ebert, Daniel Fells, Myron Pryor and Jake Ballard are all on PUP, and Marcus Zuzovich, Zuzu Pedals as I like to call him, is on NFI. They were all not at practice today. The only two out of that group that we did not see at all, so at least I didn't see, were Fells and Ballard. Did
right.
you see either one
of
those two
I didn't see
either
gentlemen? One of them, no.
Okay. Now, in addition to that, Brian Waters is on the did not report list.
Right.
He's not here. More on that in a bit. We'll,
right.
we'll get to what Bill Belichick had to say about him. The only player not on the field.
Did you mention Jeremy Ebert in your original list? Okay.
I did. The only player that we did not see that's not on a list is Nate Ebner.
Right. The other rookie defensive back.
Right.
And,
so
our friend. Just some people said they saw him on the field in a T-shirt like with the rest of the guys.
He may have been out there.
He may have been out there. I didn't see him.
He was
I didn't notice
him. Bike, I think.
He was on a bike?
Down the corner, yeah.
Okay, so. Even he was accounted for, probably dealing with something minor, probably leg-related if he was on the bike. So we'll see what Ebner has. I did see him yesterday. Andy and I mentioned that on the podcast yesterday. We saw him in and around Gillette Stadium yesterday. Also, just in terms of sheer bookkeeping, two red jerseys in addition to the three quarterbacks,
yes.
Matthew Slater and James Ahedebo. So obviously they're coming. We know Ahedebo is coming off a shoulder problem.
Right.
He had surgery in the offseason, and Slater was not really participating in any of the spring camps, so not surprising to see him with a red
right.
jersey on.
But good news that they both had their pads on.
They were out there with
shells. The
yeah, there were no pads there. They had the shells on today.
Yeah.
Not allowed to be in full pads per the CBA for the first 2 days, so nothing to be alarmed about
right.
there either. Brian Waters is on the did not report list. Belichick addressed that before practice today.
Somewhat.
Yeah, in his vague way, but he did mention that, he was asked what the situation was, and he said, similar to minicamp, when in minicamp he described it as being an excused absence.
Right.
didn't use those words today.
But if you want to extrapolate,
you say he was excused. Now, yeah. I don't know exactly what the situation is. Greg Bedard from the Boston Globe had a little back and forth with him. Greg talked to Brian Waters yesterday, and Waters' quotes basically were, you'll have to ask the Patriots about that. They're going to handle that. The media side, they're going to handle. Talk to the Patriots about that. So Greg Bedard asked if Brian Waters was contemplating retirement, and Belichick answered, you'd have to ask Brian that. Greg immediately responded, I did ask him. He told me to ask you. So
we're getting the runaround.
We don't really have any further development there other than the fact that, I mean, if you're going to take Belichick literally, it's an excused absence right now. I don't know why he would be on the reserve did not report list. Mm-hmm. However, I'm just going to present the facts as we know them, and I'm not going to speculate any further.
Okay, that's a good way to approach it, Paul, I think. Now, the reason, and we alluded to it earlier, that the roster is below 90, they're at about 89 right now, is because they've cut Joseph Addai, the veteran free agent running back that they signed just this past spring. Some Twitter reports, you can believe them or not, indicated that he had trouble with the conditioning run and just realized that he couldn't do it. We have no way of verifying whether or not that's the case, but Belichick was asked about his situation as well and just simply said, didn't work out, which could be a number of different reasons why. But he's no longer part of the team, so there's an open roster spot available at this point. They did sign in the past 24 hours or so a couple of players, tight end Vasante Shenko, who had been visiting recently as last week, and a defensive lineman, Tim Bullman. Am I saying that right, Paul? Am I getting that pronunciation right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Bullman.
Tim Bullman. So the roster's now at 89. And like Paul said, for the most part, except for Nate Ebner, this team is as healthy as you could expect them to be heading into training camp. And I'm trying to get a feel for what you guys thought about the tempo, the tone of practice today. It was certainly well attended by fans. By Patriots Media Relations reports, there were in the neighborhood of, you know, over 10,000 people, anywhere from 11,000 to 12,000 people in attendance, which was a single practice record, we're told. Not a single day record, because in the past there have been double session practices, and the ones with the Saints in 2010 drew a little bit more than that, but still, very impressive turnout on day one by the fans. I thought it was a pretty good practice, especially for one where some players had shells, some players were just in t-shirts, some had helmets and uppers, some didn't, you know, so it was you weren't going to get any full contact, full on hitting. But I thought it was, for the most part, pretty lively, pretty energized practice. What did you think?
The enthusiasm, I thought, was at a very high level, especially for a non-contact practice. I agree with you in terms of the crowd. The enthusiasm outside, off the field, was sky high. Rob Gronkowski has turned into a rock star.
He is. He really. He and Brady.
Yeah, his every move is met with a thunderous ovation.
Which is usually just Brady gets that kind of treatment. But now. And Ocho got it a little bit last year, early on. But we call him Chad Johnson now again. Is that right?
Correct.
But yeah, Gronk, anything he did drew cheers.
Didn't matter if he was just jogging somewhere, get a big cheer.
Now, obviously, when they're not in full pads and not hitting, a lot of the focus offensively is on the passing game. And we'll ask our resident pass catcher here a little bit more on what you thought about the passing game today. What stood out to you?
Yeah, like I said earlier, I thought Gaffney stood out to me, and I also thought that Brandon Lloyd, for his first practice, looked pretty in sync with Brady. I don't think he had any drops, and he was, you know, looked pretty crisp out there. I think the receiving core as a whole looked pretty crisp, and you know, obviously Brady was on point, and Hoyer and Mallett seem to be doing all right, stepping up.
And the reason I ask that, too, is because in training camps past, it hasn't been unusual for Brady to have slow starts to camp, where either, you know, he's off a little bit, he's misfiring, or his receivers aren't necessarily doing him any favors either. So I think that's a good sign that they got off to such a good start.
Yeah, I thought, I agree with Darren, I thought the receivers all really looked good. I would throw Stallworth into that mix as well, and Branch, who always is in lockstep with Brady. Didn't see as much of Welker today, but it looked like, obviously, that was by design. I think they were getting the ball downfield a lot. There were a lot of deep outs, which routes that don't normally involve Welker. So I wouldn't say that clearly they're going to phase him out now because he's in the last year of his contract. But I do agree with Eric. I thought they were sharp, especially for such an early practice. Defensively, I thought there were some interesting personnel groupings. The secondary included basically what we thought, with McCourty and Arrington, with Gregory and Patrick Chung at safety. They went to sub, and Rossi Dowling would come in, play on the outside. Arrington would move into the slot. The linebackers, I thought, were interesting. Bobby Carpenter got a lot of run today.
Got quite a bit of run.
Dane Fletcher was manning the middle with Gerard Mayo, obviously.
Made some good plays, too, in 7-on-7.
Yeah, yep. He had a pick on a deflection, made some nice plays, was active. It was basically the way Dane Fletcher generally flashes at practice. He's always a very active linebacker. But interesting, I thought, Rob Ninkovich at right defensive end, but Trevor Scott was the left defensive end. Chandler Jones was part of the sub package on defense. So later in the practice when they worked on team period, later it looked like it was some sub packages.
Right.
Chandler Jones got a lot of run there. And, he talked a little after the practice, talked about being pretty comfortable and, sort of working his way in and getting his feet wet. But didn't seem to me, it's dangerous to kind of read into what a guy says, but didn't seem overwhelmed to me at all. Seemed like he was very comfortable.
And that's good from a rookie.
And I don't mean comfortable lazy. I mean comfortable and confident knowing what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't look lost. Is that what you're trying to say? Did you both get to talk to Jones?
Yes. At different times.
Different
times? We were in that scrum, yeah.
What else did he have to say that you heard of any interest, Aaron?
He was talking a lot. There are a lot of questions about his transition, like from college to the NFL, and talking about time management and things like that. And I thought he seemed very composed, very well spoken, and he said kind of that, the usual stuff that he's, preparing for the season. He's managing his time well, and I was pretty impressed.
Had a chance to talk to Wes Welker a little bit after practice, and obviously the main theme of the questioning that he faced was about his contract situation, and I think he handled them very well. A lot of the questions were about, hard feelings, or how do you deal with this now? Are you disappointed? And he gave a good company line response to pretty much all of them, saying that, it's over with, it's in the past. Both sides tried was, I think, a really telling statement that he made. And
we tried, they tried.
And he said he kind of got excited that he thought something was going to happen, which tells me that, they really did try up until the last minute to get something done, as some of the reports we read had indicated. And he seems to have put it past him. He doesn't seem at all disgruntled. In fact, he was joking around quite a bit with the media in some of his answers. So I wouldn't worry too much about Welker's frame of mind at this point. At least he didn't appear to have any lingering ill will over the contract negotiations. Okay, before we wrap this up, very light on special teams. They really didn't do much on that. There was some kickoff work during the day.
Saw Edelman, Stallworth, Vereen,
Woodhead.
Returning kicks.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Probably
there.
Another one or two that I missed.
Arrington and Ridley, I think.
Arrington and Ridley,
there.
That makes sense. I agree. Not a ton there. Tavon Wilson also getting some reps.
Defensively.
Coming in for Gregory in some of those sub packages at times. And for what it's worth, with all the makeshift in the offensive line, you had Solder at left tackle, and then you had Copen at center. The other three spots are sort of fluid because of the situations with Mankins, Vollmer, and Waters.
Right.
You had Ryan Wendell at left guard today. You had Dan Conley at right guard and Marcus Cannon at right tackle. So that was your line today with the situation with the PUP guys and the did not report guy.
Either of you guys get any substantial look at Robert Gallery and how he...
I did not see much of him today. I will say, in terms of a new guy, Shianko... he was pretty active for a guy who's been here for a day and a half. Looked like he had some trouble keeping his footing at times, but he was involved in a lot of plays. He was, they sent him on some of the same seam routes that Hernandez and Gronkowski run routinely, he was out there. He was catching the ball and moving around very well. I will say this. He's in a lot better shape than the last tight end who came in, Bo Scaife. I was surprised to see how active he was and how involved he was with the first practice.
And for those people who were wondering about the possible Algie Crumpler connection, he has the same number that Crumpler wore.
He's half of Crumpler.
But he looks a lot more like Aaron Hernandez in a uniform out there. But, yeah, I agree with you too, Paul. I think he, for a guy who just got here, he looks like he started to pick things up pretty quickly. Any final thoughts or observations, random?
Steve Goskalewski made all of his field goals at the end of practice.
That's good.
I believe he, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I believe he was 7 for 7. Don't hold me to that because we were kind of getting ushered off to the side.
He won't disagree with you, though, if you ask
him. Well, he definitely made every kick he tried. The unofficial part was the number, but he made them all.
Okay. Darren, any final thoughts from you?
Excited for day two.
That's right. And
he's a man of few words.
At least for now, as always, check patriots.com. But right now, the schedule is same thing, 1:30 p.m. to 4 o'clock. Open to the public, free of charge. Come on down and try to set another record for attendance tomorrow if we can.
Very good, Eric.
We'll all be here, and we'll have another podcast for you in about 24 hours. So we'll check in with you then.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.